T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hunt for a Championship, the latest from KYW News Radio.
Now, I had a chance to sit down with former Eagles linebacker, the host of Marks and Reese on Sports Radio 94.1 WIP, Ike Reese, and we got a preview of Sunday's game.
This Sunday's NFC Championship game, this is something you know a little bit about. You played in 4 of these.
Yeah.
What is it like? Like, for the guys who haven't played in one of these games before, what's going through their head right now as they head into their first one thinking, you have a chance to play for the NFC title, get to the Super Bowl, could be the biggest moment of your athletic career.
Yeah.
What was going through your head as you're waiting to go into that first NFC Championship game?
Well, you're excited. You're excited, right? And for me, when we played Tampa, see, you're at home, right? When you're at home, you got sort of the added energy and intensity of this home crowd. So with the Philadelphia fan base wanting it so bad, and it would have been our first trip to the Super Bowl since 1980, you feel that throughout the week. You try to suppress it as much as you can, right? You don't want to be overwhelmed by these emotions, but you're human. And so you're excited. There's a nervous energy. There's a nervous excitement there. And you can't wait for the ball to be kicked off, because once the ball is kicked off, now it's just back to playing football. You just go doing what you're accustomed to doing on game day. It's the build-up, the constant, I guess, conversation about it. The media hype is a little more intense because there's only 4 teams left in the league playing, so they certainly have a greater presence at practice every day. So you know it's another game. I mean, it's a bigger game. So the idea of trying to convince yourself that this is just another game and treat it that way, that's very difficult to do. But what you have to try to do is minimize all of the outside distractions, and you know what's at stake. It's not like you don't know what's at stake, but at the same time, you don't want to put so much stock into that you can't go out and just play like you normally do.
This is a game where, for the Eagles, they've been built so much on their offense this year. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, finalist for Offensive Player of the Year, finalist for MVP. And you saw what he looked like on Saturday against the Giants, as opposed to that last game in the regular season against the Giants, where it was like, almost like he was trying to get the rust off for that particular game. They're facing a defense that is scary.
True.
It's a defense that's scary. It's a defense that is so zoned in on stopping the run, but they stop so many other things too, but stopping the run is a big key for them. How can the Eagles match up against a team that is just built on stopping? One of the best things about them is being able to run that football.
Yeah, I think, Joe, you mentioned the one X factor the Eagles have, and that's Jalen Hurts. He's a part of their running game, right? So looking at the 49ers' schedule this year, they didn't play many quarterbacks that fit the description of Jalen Hurts, has the ability to run and throw the ball as well as Jalen Hurts does. And so it'll be interesting to see how the 49ers defend this Eagles running game. When the Eagles want to run the football and they're committed to it, first of all, the great thing about this football team is they can beat you through the air, throwing it, or beat you on the ground by running it. You saw last week, I think they ran for 260-plus yards last week. So once they got up on the Giants, they decided, we're going to just run the football the rest of the day, and the Giants couldn't do anything about it. And Jalen, I believe, is a big reason for that, because you have to account for him. If you think about the games where he was out, he missed those 2 games, we couldn't run the football for 2 weeks. We tried to run, but we couldn't run the football because our offense isn't necessarily built to just turn around and hand the ball to the running back. We use the RPOs in our offense. We use some quarterback designed runs, some quarterback reads. And for defense, it's difficult when you have to account for the quarterback as well, because now we're playing true 11-on-11 football. If you got a quarterback that doesn't run, the defense sort of has the advantage. It's 11 versus 10, because you know, once the quarterback hands the ball off, he's out of the play. But with Jalen, it could be an option play. It could be a run for him. It's just he's – the only guy I can compare him to from when I play is Michael Vick. Like, Vick was that type of a runner that you had to worry about him in the running game as much as you did in the passing game.
He I always said you should say this about Michael Vick. He had kind of a Barry Sanders aspect to him.
Yeah.
When that ball got into his hands, you had to be prepared for just about anything. And Jalen seems to have that same – kind of thing going on the offensive end. Defensively for the Birds, it feels like this kid Brock Purdy, who has come out of nowhere, he's managed to become a Rookie of the Year candidate.
Unbelievable.
Which is stunning to see this.
By the way, our guy Kenny Walker should win Rookie of the Year.
Exactly. And but you see this Brock Purdy, and the Niners offense is almost one of just ball control. Mm-hmm. They don't, because their defense is so good that they don't have to put a bunch of points up. They only needed 16 to win last week.
Yeah.
What can the Eagles defense do to make sure that they make this as difficult as possible for this seventh round, last kid drafted pick?
Yeah.
And he's coming into the biggest game of his life, too.
They got to win on first down, Jay. You got to get the 49ers to second and eight, second and nine, second and 10, right? If I think back to the Washington game when we lost to Taylor Heineke and those guys, it was because every third down was like third and two. Third and one, because they were going 3 yards here, 3 yards there, or 4 yards there. And they never won on first down to put Taylor Heineke in a position where he had to beat you throwing the football. And that's what he had to do Sunday. I love Brock Purdy's story. You know, seventh round draft pick, Mr. Irrelevant. He's done a wonderful job in that system with San Francisco. But that's a system. That's Kyle Shanahan's system. And what the Eagles have to do is put the ball in Brock Purdy's hand to where they can't hide him. They can't just turn around and hand the ball off. Make Brock Purdy have to beat you. And the only way you do that is by making it obvious passing down, second and long, third and long. And the way you do that is by winning on first down. We used to have a saying on defense. They still use it, I'm pretty sure. But you have to earn the right to rush the passer. And the way you earn the right to rush the passer is by stopping the run on first and second down. That way you get them to an obvious passing situation on third down.
So, Ike, simple question. We get to Sunday afternoon. When this thing is over, when we head into Sunday night and everybody's about to turn on the AFC Championship game, who is going to be facing the winner of that game on Sunday?
Our Philadelphia Eagles. I got them winning 24-22. Tough game. Close game. I got a lot of respect for the 49ers. They're a very good football team. But the edge is the quarterback. And we have the better quarterback, has more starts under his belt. He's played in games, not at this level, but at the college level that are very similar to what's at stake right now for the Eagles. He knows what this is like. And I think that gives us the advantage. Jalen Hurts does. So I got us going to the Super Bowl.
Ike Reese from Marks and Reese. You can hear him every afternoon on our sister station, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Ike, man, I appreciate you coming here and doing this for us. And go Birds, man.
That's right. Thank you, Jay. Go Birds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.